Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Dr. Jason Goller from Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Kilgore, Texas.
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Love one another as Jesus has loved us? Jesus laid down his life for us. That is a pretty high level of love. In fact, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his or her friends." Members of the armed forces, police officers and firefighters, they and a few others might actually lay down their lives for others, but the rest of us? How are we doing with Jesus' commandment for us to love one another as he has loved us? The reality is that we do not love one another as Jesus has loved us. Perhaps even if our respective callings in life give us opportunities to do so, we nevertheless may fail to love one another with that greatest love that lays down its very life for others. Jesus' commandment for us to love one another confronts us with our failures to so love one another. Those failures ultimately flow both from our failures to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, and from our sinful nature. From our sinful nature and from all our sin, God calls and enables us to repent, to turn in sorrow from them, to trust God to forgive them, and to want to do better than our sinful nature and all our actual sins. When we so repent, then God forgives our sin. God forgives our failure to love one another as Jesus has loved us. God forgives our failure to love Him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. God forgives all our sin, whatever it might be. God forgives our sin for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus did what we fail to do. He loved us with that greatest love of laying down His life. On the cross, Jesus not only did what we failed to do, but He also paid the price for our failures to do it. In this is love, St. John writes elsewhere by divine inspiration, not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us, namely that God sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, that is, the sacrifice that satisfies God's righteous wrath towards us on account of our sins. We have not chosen God, but He has chosen us out of the world to be His friends, more than that, to be His children, born of baptismal water, conformed by suffering to the cross-shaped image of His Son, that Son might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. As God's children, we are comforted by God's forgiveness, spoken and effected through the pastor in individual holy absolution. And we are strengthened and nourished with bread that is Christ's body and wine that is Christ's blood, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins, for life, and for salvation. So baptized, absolved, and fed, we are appointed to bear the lasting fruits of faith. As friends moved by the Holy Spirit, we act freely and gladly, in word and deed, bearing witness about the forgiveness of sins that we have by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. As it hated the Lord before us, the world that rejects God's forgiving grace also hates us and may even persecute us to the point of death. And if our martyrdom leads to someone else's salvation, then, in a sense, we have laid down our lives for our friends, our neighbors. Even if that does not happen quite like that, we, with daily repentance, live in faith toward God, and so in the forgiveness of our sins, sins such as failing to fervently love one another. In that forgiveness of sins, we have life, now and for eternity. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank the Reverend Dr. Jason Goller from Pilgrim Lutheran Church in Kilgore, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.